More earnings reports showing a brighter economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're just a few minutes into the trading for the day, and we ask that question, where's Wall Street? Right now, markets are down across the board. The S&P off about 0.5%. The NASDAQ down about 0.4%. And the Dow is shedding 38 points at 10,351. European shares are off as well this morning, anywhere from 0.5% to 1%. And Asian shares closed mixed today, although the Nikkei lost about 2.5% today in trading. A lot of bank stocks down today. We got some numbers this morning. McDonald's earnings, profits up, better than expected from analysts. Kimberly-Clark profits up in its fourth quarter. Earnings at General Electric down 19%, but better than analysts had expected. And the company says it saw some improvements at the end of the year. So let's get some analysis from Chris Lowe. He's a chief economist at FTN Financial, and he's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
A lot of these reports are beating analysts' expectations. I mean, what does that say about the overall view of the economy?
Well, look, two important takeaways, I think. One, this is not the first quarter we've had better-than-expected earnings. It's the third or fourth. It's a precursor to even better things to come. And two, next Friday, we are going to get fourth quarter GDP. Analysts right now are rushing to revise their estimates upward to 5.5 to 6%, it looks like.
5.5 to 6%. Where is that coming from? I mean, is this government stimulus? I mean, or is the economy found its own footing?
Even less stimulus than in the third quarter, the biggest contribution, probably about 3.5 percentage points, is coming from inventories. We tend to dismiss that as probably a one-off. But here's the thing. At economic turning points, inventories are the engine that takes GDP to hopefully a sustainable level of growth. I think they will contribute probably for four quarters and in the process create real jobs, real income, and hopefully sustainable expansion.
Now, you say inventory. That sounds sort of like an economic sort of jargony term. What is inventory?
What we're looking at here is a situation where, you know, last year stores had way too much stuff and not enough people buying them. We've come full circle, and this Christmas, one of the big themes was whether you went into Walmart or Saks, the shelves were half empty, and they're just now beginning to restock. So these are real goods being produced in real factories and being shipped into real stores to sell. The inventory cycle is one of those economic, you know, sort of truisms that we look at in business cycles. But the key is they tend to be the springboard to sustained economic growth. And that's the important thing. This is the beginning of that part of the cycle where I think we're going to see some real job creation.
All right. Chris Lowe joining us this morning. Chris, thanks.
You're welcome.
In just a few minutes, the House Financial Services Committee will gavel to order a hearing on bankers' pay. The committee is likely to hear some public outrage over huge bonuses paid to top executives at some of the big banks that were bailed out by taxpayers. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from our Washington Bureau. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So on the committee agenda?
Well, they're looking at several ideas to discourage those multi-million dollar salaries for bankers. One proposal would impose a surtax on bonuses. Another requires a link between bonuses and the company's performance, like paying the bonuses in the form of long-term stock options, for example. Another idea comes from Nell Minow of the Corporate Library, who's testifying today. She'll tell the committee they should give shareholders more power to get rid of board members who pay executives too much.
After all, at the end of the day, it's the boards of directors who design and approve these pay plans. And if we can't throw those guys out of office, then we're just going to keep repeating the same problems.
What do banks, John, think about these proposals to limit their pay?
Well, they say that they're getting their own act together, including requiring some clawback provisions. And that's where an executive would have to give back salary if the company's investments go sour. And banks also warn that a government-imposed salary limit would chase away talented employees, put U.S. banks at a competitive disadvantage. But Chairman Barney Frank wants to add some salary limits to financial regulatory reform, which has already passed the House but could be amended when the bill is reconciled with the Senate version.
And again, that's coming up in just a few minutes. On the Hill.
That's right.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joining us from Washington. John, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Environmental groups haven't stopped hoping to get a climate change bill through Congress. One group is even collaborating with the guy who used to be a political foe. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp still believes Congress will pass a bill to curb greenhouse gas emissions. He says Americans support it, and he points to several new polls as evidence. One, by the Benenson Strategy Group, shows 58% of Americans favor a cap on emissions. The other, conducted by Republican pollster Frank Luntz, suggests that Americans support climate regulation when it's couched in terms of national security and jobs, as well as clean air. Fred Krupp.
Americans want their leaders to act on climate change, but not necessarily for the reasons that environmental groups think that action is wanted.
Krupp says he never thought he'd be touting a poll by Frank Luntz. Luntz once famously advised George Bush to question the science on global warming as a strategy to fight climate legislation. This week, Luntz advised Krupp that Americans don't care as much about global warming as they do ending America's dependence on foreign oil. Green groups have already taken that message to heart. Clean Energy Works, a new coalition aimed at passing a climate bill, uses the slogan, "More jobs, less pollution, greater security." I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, the credit reporting agencies have always looked deeply at financial histories, income. Now they're trying some social networking. A company called Rapleaf is examining tweets and Facebook posts. So that status update admitting you spent hundreds of dollars on Jaeger shots? Ouch. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.